See.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls around the whole wide world, welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. I am the newly signed 49ers quarterback, backup quarterback, by the way. I just want to make that clear, whatever. I'm backing up old QB1, B Purdy. We call him Birdie. We call him Birdie on team, Cody. I'm JB.
Well, congratulations, man.
Oh yeah, I signed a
Oh,
$50 million contract.
yeah. Can't wait to see your first game out there, man.
Well, I got some practice videos first you watch or whatever, and so it's
Now,
some
where'd you get oh, so you're undrafted. So what? So you play ball in high school, I'm assuming? No, or
I did something like that. Yeah, I
okay,
used to play on
cool.
like
Because you never told me about this before.
I play
I never
on
saw no
lunchtime.
highlight videos, nothing.
I played at lunchtime. That's why I'm like
Oh,
at
I
lunch.
am the godfather of craft beer, by the way, Cody.
See, he
But
didn't get signed.
yeah,
He didn't get signed. They didn't want him. They didn't want him.
I never balled out. Ball's not my
Yeah.
life.
Oh, ball was my life, dude. I
Ball,
was.
yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I see
Now,
that now. Wasn't last week, but it is now.
What, the last 20 years I know you? I mean, so like, yeah, I ran track, played baseball and basketball, and for some reason, all those three sports developed into football for me. You know what I'm saying? Because like, I don't know if you knew this, Cody. They all involve running and a ball. So it came together for me. Like it just like an idiot savant.
Man, that is very profound.
Yeah, and I don't know if you know, I got like $200 million worth of cars out there. I got this
Wait,
McLaren right here. Hold on, let me show
how do you
you.
afford all that shit?
Oh, dude, this contract was deep, dude.
You said 50 million. Hold
Oh,
on. I
you
mean,
got
I'm no math expert,
your
but
calculator out? Oh, okay.
okay. That's something like that. But all right, okay, cool. You
I invested like ten
got your
million.
car. Okay, okay.
I got the cars, dude. Whatever stuff. So, Cody, if you're trying to get some of this, dude, I need you to send about I need to send about $11,000 to this Zelle
11,000.
account, real.
Okay.
Yeah, to this
Okay.
Zelle account. And if you ain't got it, there's a bank you can get a loan from, dude. You just
Okay.
go do that, and
All
we're
right.
gonna
All
get
right.
you
All right.
paid. We're gonna get you
All right.
paid now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're gonna get you
Okay.
paid. You could triple that $11,000. You want to triple that, right?
Oh. If
Yeah.
I tripled that, I tripled my investments.
Yeah, and I don't know if you've seen that video of me.
Oh.
I'm on the beach with my helmet. That's how you know it's legit.
Yeah. I saw that video. Yeah, this man is dedicated.
The Niners are sending me a cake right now.
Oh shit.
That's why I was late getting on, because the cake had just got
Damn,
delivered.
they ain't never did that before. That's a
Well,
first time thing.
dude, I'm special. I'm a triple
You are
hybrid.
special.
Yeah, I'm a triple hybrid that came into one, dog. So like, I was like, so we'll be rocking up, backing up Birdie, though. Me and Birdie, we got this.
Baller.
And I
I
don't know
believe
if
it.
you do this next season too. I signed with the Clippers too, by the way.
Oh, damn.
Double, double. So when that starts, Cody, you can invest another $11,000. We're gonna triple that too
Okay. I mean, investing in the Clippers turned out so well so far, so I might as well throw my bid.
I'm number four too. If you want to fact check
Yeah.
that, you can just look it up. You ain't got to
Number
do
four,
that.
okay.
Just take my word for it. Just take my
Oh,
word
okay.
for it.
Okay. No, I believe you.
Yeah, I'm gonna post a video of me
Oh,
signing my
yeah.
contracts
Okay,
today.
cool.
I can't show you the contract though, because legal,
Oh,
whatever.
yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
So
can't be
confidential. I get it. I get it.
confidential. You can't see that. Can't be
Okay.
exposed
No, I
my
get it.
money and stuff like that. Oh, people, have you gotta look that shit up. You gotta look that shit up. It's the funniest fucking sports news all week. There's all kind of shit happening in sports right now, like the Well, hold on. Let me. The Dodgers just won by 6-1, but the Yankees won like 20-1 earlier today. There's all kind of firings and hirings happening in football right now. But no, all that is bullshit right now compared to Dejan Love, I was about to say the undrafted 49, but he got signed to the Rams now, so he's their problem
Yes.
now. Dejan Love. If you don't know who that is, well, just look him up. Apparently, he scammed 26 plus women out of $1.3 million
Fucking amazing.
by telling people that he was signed to the 49ers and then saying he had $80 million of investment property in Switzerland, of all fucking places, by the way. Now, how he got all this on a $50 million contract, which, by the way, I've never seen the NFL give a $50 million contract out
Oh, fucking rookie.
to a rookie
Undrafted
who ain't played in, as Cody just a minute, high school or college or whatever. I guess 49ers was feeling generous that day. They wanted to help the community or something, Cody.
Or really believe in this man, evidently.
Hey, if I had a Dejon Love, I would too. Shit, that's
Yeah,
a pretty good
true.
name. Yeah, so yeah, so
I
yeah.
saw the tape.
So yeah, you saw it. He was on that beach, dude.
I saw
You saw the
the
cake, right? You saw the cake, right?
tape.
Saw the cake. That's how you know it
That
looked.
too.
And apparently the Eagles have signed Michael Blackson. Cody saw that video too. He
Yeah.
taking photos and everything too as well. And the Cowboys, they got their new signee too. I forgot his name already or whatever, but he got a his base, his football cards out already. His rookie cards
Saw
out.
that.
Yeah.
Wow.
So if
I
you
never saw that. A signed football on a goddamn trading card.
now, how you sign a week ago and they got a trading card off you already? Hey, the world don't believe any goddamn thing. I'm just gonna say this. I need that man freed. I need that man freed. I heard Shannon Sharp and them say on Nightcap he can't come on there. Well, hey, brother, you always got a home on the last drop. We got story. We got questions
Come on
to
in.
ask.
Oh, I got a ton of questions. I got a lot.
Got a lot
But
of
please
questions,
come
whatever.
on in.
Yeah, come on in, or whatever. And also, too, I need these 26 women to not reveal themselves because you think you're doing yourself a favor. No, you about to look stupid.
No, don't do that.
Yeah,
Please don't do that.
it's
Just
probably
stay
best you,
anonymous for the best.
because now every dude gonna scam your ass.
This is just the most ridiculous fucking thing I've heard all year. I love this so much.
Cody
I
saw his
love
training
this.
videos and he fucking turned red as shit.
I
People, I don't even
was
play
training a
football.
goddamn helmet off season
By
on
the
the
way,
beach.
the helmet had the visor on
Yes.
it.
Y'all deserve this shit. You thought this was real. This is fucking ridiculous.
I don't even play football, but I watch a lot of football, and I can tell you this right now, nobody runs like that. Not a
Nobody
one.
does that.
Nobody. You remember the little side steps he was doing too? I was like, man,
Yeah.
he kind of slow for a wide receiver. I was like, he not moving as fast. You know, you think he would be, huh? And all I know is all summer long, people were singing that goddamn my scamming ad where they were singing that song. Well, you got you a scamming ass brother now. Shit, you take that motherfucker. He scammed the shit out of y'all too. He scammed shit. He
Yeah.
scammed y'all so hard.
Hardcore.
He scammed y'all so fucking hard. He made you believe that having a helmet on made him a Niners. For all we know, he could have just been on the back of a bus. I mean, shit. But apparently, Cody, all you need is a helmet and a piece of paper, and sign that piece of paper.
You good.
Oh, and a beach. So if you live like in fucking Lake Minnetonka or some shit like that, you probably didn't get signed. But if you live in California and
Yeah,
you
oh,
can
you're
train
good
on
to
a
go.
beach, and you can go to a pawn shop and get you a 49er helmet or something like that. Or if you got OfferUp and eBay and Facebook Market and you could find one for $50, shit. And your auntie makes cakes. It's no longer a scam, Cody. That's an investment.
Oh God, what the fuck, man?
Oh, people. Welcome to the show here. That kind of threw me off. I didn't know it was fucked up.
Oh, dude, it's just so unbelievable. I'm just flabbergasted by the whole fucking thing, dude. Like, wow,
mean, when a brother gives his number out and
people are that
everything,
fucking stupid. That's crazy.
I think
That's
those
insane.
women are mad about that too right now because they talking a lot of shit right now. And it's just like, you ain't got nobody to be mad at but yourself.
Holy, it's amazing. It's truly amazing.
I mean, if he had that kind of money, why would he randomly hit you up on Instagram? Why wouldn't he just go to Jimmy Garoppolo way? Just date a bunch of porn stars and shit like that. Or the James Harden way, owning strip clubs and shit like that. It's like, eh. We only know one brother that would go to Instagram. He's getting massages. So other than he the only dude we know that's doing some shit like that. people, it is. Extra week here in the month of August, I
That's
guess. Yeah,
correct.
it's the 5th week here, month of September, and then October is high proof part two. High proof, still strength, whatever you want, shit. Just them high proof drinks or whatever stuff. So yeah, the year is almost coming up to an end. We're getting ready to wrap this bad boy up.
Getting into the latter half,
Yep, we
or
got.
in the latter half, the last quarter, I should
I
say.
guess so. Yeah, it's damn near September. So by the time you hear this, it is so. That last fiscal year, if you will. So, That best and worst of list is gonna have to come through now because yeah, we're getting to the nitty gritty. That season, the tis the season is kicking in, and I got asked to be a judge again. I was like, no, thank you. I was like,
I'm
no.
good.
I had a buddy that
I'll spread the palette this year. Thank you.
my buddy told me. He said, that sounds like fun, dude. You're drinking a bunch of bad shit. I just looked at him. I was like, fuck is wrong with you? I was like, what the fuck is wrong? He actually made me question his palate when he told me that shit. Now I just kind of looked at him and was just like, do you just be
Nothing
agreeing with
fun
people,
about that.
man? I was like, now I'm thinking about like the shit he likes. I'm like, do he just likes it because everybody else likes it now? Because like, for him to sit up there and be like, oh man, that I said, so you willing to drink almost 20 bad drinks? It was like god awful shit. He's like, oh yeah, dude. He's like, that sounds awesome, fun. Yeah, he's like, I'm looking to get in that. I was like,
Why?
oh. He was very head on about that. There's only one positive that comes out of that, and that is the chance of possibly getting a bottle from the competition. I was able to do that this past week, and it was fucking awesome because I finally got the Jim Beam bowling pin.
Dope.
That shit's dope as hell.
Nice
Yeah.
bottle.
It's one of their anniversary bottles. It was limited edition, 8-year-old. I think they have another 8-year-old. It's a cash drink damn near. It's like 100 proof. This one's like an 86 proof, whatever, and stuff. I also, Cody got, they let me buy the Elijah Craig 18 off of them for like $40, dude. It was open,
Oh, no shit.
but that
Wow.
bottle was damn near full. So,
Holy fuck.
now granted, it was 2025, and I don't know if people know about the Elijah Craig 18-year-olds. They're single barrels, so that's why people tend to like they're hit or miss or they're just whatever. So, but for $40 off a $150 bottle.
Come on, man. The 18-year-old? That's
I got the Elijah Craig Barrel Proof Rye, full bottle, sealed, $30.
It's a good price.
And that rye is better than the bourbon. So I mean, $30. I was like, I can't beat that. So yeah, I gotta get that. I also got the privilege too, as well as trying. They wouldn't let me grab this bottle, even though it was only like a little left. They just would not let me for the life of me take the bottle and shit until I saw it in somebody else's bag. And I just looked at that and I said, y'all must like her then, huh? And they was like, oh yeah. I mean, it's up for discussion. I said, how's it up for discussion? The shit's in her bag. She taking that shit. It's like, it ain't up for discussion. They let me try the Heaven Hill 19-year-old. And I remember making a comment saying, why the fuck wasn't this in my tasting sessions? Why wasn't the Elijah Craig 18 or the barrel proof rye or the Heaven Hill 19-year-old or this bowling pin? Why wasn't
Just
none of that
saying.
shit? Why did I get fucking like Jack Daniel's banana? Or Jack Daniel's Blackberry and fucking Sir Davis Beyonce shit. Why did I get that shit? And meanwhile, all the bottles that I see, I'm just going like, a lot of these are hits. Why the fuck were none of these in my little tasting sessions and shit? That Heaven Hill 19-year-old. Oh my God.
Like that.
Don't know how much that shit go for now, but I know I had the 90th anniversary on here, and talked about it. That shit was heavenly. I enjoyed the shit out of that. That was really fucking good. That nose had like this nice little sweetness too, but it was like with a touch of vanilla. But it had like this caramelized sugar on it as well too, with some honey as well. But the texture of it was like very silky and rich, and it had like these baking spices on it that was really fucking great on the palate and shit. And then the finish had like this nice medium long warm finish, whatever, kind of like campfire. Had like this maple syrup filling into it with some caramel sweetness and also like some peppery, like black pepper scents and stuff like that. It came off fucking phenomenal. I was like, I gave that last drop like right off the bat. I was just like, yep, lived up to the hype. Not paying that price point, but it lived up to the fucking hype. It was fucking delicious. I enjoyed the shit out of that. So, I'm still upset why that's not in my. You a judge, but like what? She was like, oh, that's from my personal stash, whatever. And it's just like, okay, but it ain't all right, whatever. Either way, I digress. But that shit was fantastic, Cody. I enjoyed that.
Heaven Hill. That sounds like a fucking winner.
I'm Heaven Hill Heritage Collection, man. Them
I was gonna
shits
say
are.
they don't miss from what I've gathered. I haven't tried one
Yeah.
myself, but
They had a, those are only three I grabbed. They had a Widow Jane, rye. I wasn't crazy. I didn't care for that. You can keep that shit. They was like, oh, we give it to you for $20. I was like, no, you can still keep that shit.
yeah,
I don't care about
go
that.
yeah.
What else did I see? A lot of ryes and shit. No, nothing really in the tequila I saw that like popped out, that stuck out. They had a fucking lot of Jim Beam and Jack Daniels like flavored shit though. I saw a lot of Jim Beam Apple just laying around. I was just like, yeah, there's a reason why that's sticking around. So, But nonetheless, I digress here on Last Drop. You know, we were talking, oh, I was going to say, why don't I got a photo of Cody? And I was like, oh, yeah, that's right, because he froze. He looks so disheveled. I was like, oh, okay.
I'm fucked, aren't
He looked like he just got caught for scamming 26 plus women for
I?
$1.3 million.
Damn.
He looked like he looked like he didn't know that was gonna be a big deal. Like he's like, oh shit. So yeah, he didn't look like he didn't know that, Cody. So this is the fifth week here. We're doing kind of like a little mix and match here. Somewhat on that. I've kind of already been sipping on since we've been talking about that fucking the
Likewise.
whatever and stuff. Cody, what are we sipping on over there though?
So actually, I just kind of bought this can off a whim. We were at the last week. We were at the nearby wine shop, Stanley's Wet Goods. They sell more than just wine as well. They also like a little bar set up there too. Real cool spot. They also sell beer there as well. So this one caught my eye. I was like, oh, just randomly bought it. It was like six-ish bucks. I forgot the exact price. Was it
Liquor
650?
licenses are different, people. So if you have like a wine shop, most likely you should sell beer and other shit too, because if you're just a wine shop, you're probably not gonna make it just selling wine.
Yeah,
You're not gonna make it.
exactly.
So, but in order to sell the harder liquor, you have to have a different license for that. So, beer and wine, though, and champagne, you can sell that all as one. So,
Exactly.
I would never open up a wine store, sir. I that
No,
just
I don't blame you. It's a
that
very niche kind of thing.
I
You
feel
gotta.
like yeah, like you either unless you know like high rollers that are like buying and you got really good bottles like that or whatever that you can get regularly that's keeping you afloat. I just. I, there are, that's the one thing I'll say for Total Wine. If you just need wine, just fucking go there, I guess, and shit. You know, you get ranges from all over. I'd rather you want cheap wine, expensive wine, sparkling wine, whatever. Right? They got the wine. So, yeah, give them that. So, but a single, there's this wine shop in Torrance on PCH, I believe. That shit is always fucking empty.
Really?
It's fucking always. I bought probably like two bottles. I always, whenever I take my car to go get service or whatever, I usually walk by it. It's kind of right next to that fucking BevMo I go to just to look in. And I always look in that wine shop. That motherfucker never got nobody in it. It's next to a Buffalo Wild Wings. So it's like, it's not like it's not like it's in a area where they ain't getting no traffic because there's people walking
Right.
by. So I mean, it's just why would you randomly just want to go to a wine shop? I don't see how that suffice. The beer I feel like would sell better than the wine, to be honest.
Yeah, probably. I guess depending on where you're at. But they
Yeah.
do have a great selection of wine, like a lot of curated wines from like Europe or South America. I think it's not nature. Cool spot though. Real cool spot. But yeah, we saw this one. The reason it caught our eye, because it is cat themed. We actually have one of these types of cats, a fat orange cat. That's actually named the brewery, if I'm not mistaken. And it's just their weekend at Kitty's right there.
No, you didn't just fat shame that cat. You're like dude, I we don't do that on the Last Drop, dude. We don't body shame, Cody. Well, I do, but still,
This can does.
yeah. And I do too. I'm not gonna lie, I don't give a fuck. I body shame. I just body shame Dejan Love. Negro don't look like no running, like no wide receiver. Yeah, he don't look like no receiver. Oh, I said I was
This
gonna
is
drink this too. I forgot.
lost lore action.
No, it's not Lost Lore, actually.
Was that lost? Oh, I thought it was lost lore.
I made an infinity bottle.
Oh, you used lost lore decanter. Gotcha.
I poured a bunch of shit into this,
Copy,
and
copy.
it smells really good. And I fucking forgot I said I was gonna drink some of this. I poured Blancos, Repos, Añejos, and Extra Añejos, but only the like the
Yeah.
best of best shit or whatever and stuff.
Interesting.
And I said I was gonna let it sit for a week. I had some buddies drink it at a tasting I went to, and they said hey, they actually liked it. I was like, oh. So I was like, all right, I'll let it sit for a little longer. It smells really fucking good, though. That's the only thing I did on the nose. I'll let you finish yours, though, because I'm just...
The epic blend.
The color on that.
That's
Little...
that looks great, actually.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I poured some Ocho in it, Extra Añejo. I poured Yeyo Añejo. I poured Tapatio Extra Añejo. Blancos, I just did high proofs for that agave. I poured Montagave, Fuente Seca, Lost Lore, obviously. I poured some Zumbador as well, and G4 Reposado Dia de los Muertos.
Nice.
And I
Hell
think,
yeah.
oh, and then oh, and some Cabal. Cabal
Okay.
Añejo as well, too.
Well, Anejo.
Not the Añejo that don't exist.
Right. Yeah. Well, yeah, the
The
one you actually buying.
yeah, the one that I
Drink.
that I actually
That actually,
have that I
that's,
can
yeah. That one.
that one, yeah. Though the one that you can get in California, not in like fucking
Yes,
Tennessee or some shit like
correct,
that. Yeah.
correct.
Yeah, nobody fucking goes there.
Lord. But yeah, this is their they come out of North Haven, Connecticut. This is their IPA L with pineapple. Comes in at 6.3% alcohol by volume. And I've been sipping on this for a while now. There's only like this much left, but as you can tell, probably a big fan of this. There's a ton of sediment. I don't know if you can see it on the camera. There's a lot
Yeah, you
right
can
here.
actually. Yeah, there's a
There's a
lot.
shit ton of sediment in this bad boy.
It's hazy as fuck, too.
It's super doper hazy. It
Yeah.
wasn't quite this hazy toward the top of the glasses. Obviously,
Yeah.
the haziness settles and all the sediment settles. But
Yeah,
yeah,
all
it's
the
pretty
chips
hazy
at the
for.
bottom.
Yeah, exactly. The nose, very tropical.
It better be with that color.
Like a lime zest, citrus.
That shit got palm trees written all over it.
Yeah, like a like a mandarin orange kind of thing going on.
Okay. Like real Mandarin or Trevor
Real
Mandarin?
mandarin.
Oh, okay. Real, that threatening. That threatening motherfucker there. Okay. Not actor Mandarin, right?
No.
Oh, okay.
The real deal.
Oh, that motherfucker that be wearing that Fu Manchu beard and them rings and shit?
The stereotype,
Oh.
yes.
Oh, that one. Okay, there. You only six of
Yes.
them. Oh, okay, not the
Yeah,
one posing as a terrorist. Then,
yes,
yeah.
yes.
Okay, got you. He's an
Man.
actor, by the way.
Man, this is so. Smelling this, it literally smells like I'm transported to like a tropical island. Like, I know I say a lot of times we get like those tropical notes in like an IPA or even West Coast IPA, but there's just something about this just so juicy and so inviting. It's very pungent, but everything is balanced.
It's like a juicy fruit.
It actually does. Reminds me of that.
That was back in
I
the day,
like.
people, when we only had like six kind of gums and shit.
Now, I don't know the date of this can. I don't know how long ago this is brewed. It doesn't taste too old. And while you taste the hops have faded a little bit, man, the flavor in this thing is so fucking good that it supersedes all that. Like it follows the nose beat for beat. But on the palate too, I'm getting like a sort of like a banana note as well, which I didn't really get on the nose. A
Any
good amount of
pineapple?
bitterness.
Any pineapple?
Definitely in the pineapple. It's not too prominent. It's
Yeah.
actually not as prominent as I would think, but I think it does really work well in harmony with all the other tropical fruit action going on in there. Man.
A fat pineapple there.
And I love it too on the finish. There's like that super lemony zest bite to it. Like you just grated some fresh lemon zest. And that's impressive too, because like I was saying earlier, the hops faded, so you think there's kind of like a older kind of vibe to it. But no, this actually still gives a bit of a have a bit of a freshness note due to that lemon zest kind of finish or lime zest kind of finish.
How much was
Man,
that can again?
this is like it was like $6.50,
That's not
maybe
bad.
like $7, some change probably.
Oh yeah, because taxes went up in this motherfucker. So yeah.
Man, yeah, that's really good. That's really fucking good.
Great for this weather out here, that's for sure.
Really perfect for this weather. The only th yeah, I think the only knock on this I truly have it's just like the hop character fade a little bit. Otherwise, I really wouldn't have anything to go against the beer. Smells great. If they have the hazy beer looks, it looks fantastic. The palate is fucking killer.
Can you only get
Follows the
that beer
nose
at
beat
that
for
wine
beat.
shop?
I've never seen it before. I never heard of it before. Fat Orange Cat is my
I've
first
never
time
seen it
seeing it,
either.
so
Yeah.
I do not know, honestly. I have no idea. But I love its can art though. This is great. I love this.
It looked like there's a cartoon, an adult one too, and I'm fucking blanking on the name of it. But the character designs look like that though.
I
Fuck,
think I think I kind of know what you're talking about, but I forgot the name. I
I
forgot
can't
the
remember the name
name.
of this shit or whatever. This is an
I do
adult
love this can
cartoon
art
though,
though.
people. Would you go back to, even if, let's just say you don't go to this wine shop anymore, would you go back there strictly for that beer?
I would love
There
to
you
try
go.
like a fresh can of it.
There you
I would love
go.
to try a fresh can of this.
There you go.
But yeah, man, this is an ideal IPA for me. This is giving me everything I would like in a hazier IPA. My preference is West Coast, the clear, punchy, hoppy, juicy IPAs. This is gets a lot of that, but it's hazy. But still, the flavor, this is so fucking good, man. I'm gonna give this 3.5. Like I said, the only knock I had against this just the faded hop character. And it's not really a detractor from the beer itself. It's just I just got it at the time I got it, fortunately. So, but great fucking beer. I like this a lot. I would love to try a fresh version of this.
All right, then, fresher the better. The berries, the sweeter the juice, then. So,
Yes, sir.
you can tell Dejan loved that. So,
Yeah.
where the fuck is the bottle at? Put all these goddamn bottles away. Here we go. So, I'm pouring a little something here. Been sipping on it for quite some time. Actually, I've been sipping on it more than I thought I actually had. But we were talking so much about Dejan over there that yeah, I had to pour some. So, I was gonna do the other añejo 2 weeks ago, but didn't do that. I did something else, which kind of regret because I didn't like that bottle. So did not like that at all, actually. I actually, more I think about it, I hate that bottle. So I decided to do a añejo single barrel here. It was the first ever añejo this company released, next to the one that came out literally right after. Both came out the same year, like a month later from each other. And that is the Yeyo Oro del Mar. Dropped their first añejo with the single barrel. It came from Atlanta. I think it was Kenny's Liquor or Kenny's Bottle Shop out there in Atlanta. And they only made like 250 bottles of this, 252, if I'm not mistaken. And it was going for like 85, 89 bucks, I believe, somewhere around that price range. Anytime you can get an añejo under 100 bucks, not bad. Why this store? Why this company? That part I don't know. I don't really know any of that details, but especially because they're more popular out here in California. So, but the store must have really wanted it. It sold out like right away. I think it was like in the first 5 minutes, it was gone. I mean, 250 bottles is pretty low anyway. So, like, yeah, most likely it's gonna sell. They did another añejo. It was the Mission 1530. That one was for like a charity cause too, as well. Now that I've had both side by side, and every time I go to one of these tequila events when we do it, we always talk about we prefer this one even more. The owner's wife, who does the design for the bottles, which is a beautiful design on this bottle as well, she even likes this one more as well too. Old Morgan over there, and sipping on it, I already knew what I thought or whatever and shit, but I gotta tell you, sipping on it now, I forgot I was even drinking liquor, to be honest. So, it's kind of dangerous, is it? Because it's like the third time I'm pouring this damn thing now. So, only right that I drink it from the AO glass here. The color on that
Proper way.
kind of looks like that Infinity pour I just poured, actually.
Also a gorgeous pour.
Which I did pour this añejo in that Infinity pour, so it makes sense or whatever. By the way, this shit tastes like an extra añejo.
Oh, you talking about the affinity bottle?
Yeah,
That makes sense.
it tastes like an extra añejo.
Yeah.
Like there's like a lot of agave on the palate, but on the finish, it's like, oh, it's like heavily oak and shit. Oh yeah, like it's like the agave, it's just like oof. Oof.
Damn,
And then on the
sounds fire.
back end, it's like very caramelly, vanilla, oaky and shit. It's like a,
Like winter.
yeah, actually kind of does taste like a winner. So yeah, it tastes great. One of my other buddies, he did only his Infinity bottle on like age stated bottles. And then he poured some I think it was Lost Lore Valley Blanco, the high proof one. He poured that in to add the agave because it was missing something. When we tasted it, it tastes just like a barrel aged like him. I was like, all right, yeah, it's cool. But when he added that, oh my God, that fucking agave cane characteristic came through. It just added. So like, I think he had the better one. I think mine came in like second. His was first. But yeah, that is really fucking good, actually, now that I've messed it out. But back to the Yayo, though. 250 bottles, single barrel. This was aged 13 months in Spanish wine casks from Barcelona, if I'm not mistaken. Inspired by the Mediterranean Sea, if I'm not mistaken. So,
Very nice.
so right off the nose, man, it was like right when I opened it. One thing, I love these bottle designs, by the way. And I know that they don't do corks because of well, they tried and they fucking all broke and stuff for some reason in this bottle. I'm not a fan of this cap though. I love taking it off and up, but like this is how your shit goes bad after a while, because this shit don't store liquor well unless you like put a wrap around it and shit like that. So
Indeed.
yeah, so it always has the opportunity because it lets all that oxidation air and good
Right.
stuff like that.
I
So
agree.
not a proper way of storing it and shit, but beautiful design as always. But I hope they find a way to make corks fit in this, because I know when I was talking to the owner, John, I can't remember what the number was. I told you, Cody, on the show, it was like 200 fucking corks broke or some shit like that. I remember them. It was something crazy like that. But I hope they find some cork that works in these, because yeah, for storing purposes, these are just like 49ers are releasing Cardale Hodge for wide receiver. Uh-oh. They're releasing a wide receiver. You know what that?
Oh.
Oh shit.
Uh-oh.
Dejon Love.
Well,
The spot opened up for the
they got room.
they got room.
Roster spots open up.
They got room now. They're keeping an eye on the trial right now. They're like, hey, if that trial isn't fucking televised, I swear to God, you're gonna see men with picket signs outside. Free Dejon. Let him spend that 1.3. Let him be happy. God damn it.
Yes,
Shit.
thank you.
Just to make them women even more mad for giving him the money. That's like ultimate petty for me right there. It's like, ooh, just spend it in front. Just like, ooh. Matter of fact, take one with you and spend it in front of her. Your stupidity knows no bounds. You know, you, I bet we, and the funny thing is, we allow those people to vote too. That's crazy. God damn. I can only imagine what
That's
AI
true.
spam and they email accounts are getting tricked or tricking their ass in.
If that's doing the job,
Yeah.
damn.
I don't imagine. They talking about like, you know, you get them car insurance discounts, Cody, and shit. They probably click on them motherfuckers right away. They're like, ooh, let me get that then. Yeah. God damn. You getting tricked for that shit.
Go blast, motherfucker.
First video I watched of him, I was just like, man, that brother don't play for no fucking football.
No.
I was like,
Yeah, right off the
hey.
bat, like, this is obvious. Like, how you get tricked by this?
Cody saw that running on the beach and shit. He had enough.
I was done. That took me out, dude.
You
The hell
automatically
we
didn't.
doing?
He didn't even believe it. He was done with it. He's like, yeah, I don't believe this. Color is beautiful on this, though. Actually, it's got like really nice.
Gorgeous color.
Little right there, a little action. Like right when I opened this, too. So getting off the cork problem there, whatever. The green apples on this just exploded right there. I was like, holy shit, there's a lot of green apples. I never smelled a tequila like with that much green granny apples right off the bat, dude. I was like, damn, dude. Like, it was just like, it was almost like the bottle was like telling me to open that shit, because it's like trying to let this green apple air out or something like that. Like, it was just flooded with it. It's died down, obviously, now, because it's been like over an hour now since I've opened it, but it's still there. It's like very prominent on there. There's like some kind of like the same as yours, a little bit of tropical fruit. So I'm getting like a pear note, green apples. There's like more like apples in there, like granny style apples, all kinds of different apples. There's like hint of butterscotch, because it's got like this little sweetness, the scent in there as well too. The nose on this is like, man, it's very heavily giving me island vibes right now. Or as our friends would say, the famous duo, they're island boys, you know. They still around?
I hope so.
You know you listen to them. Come on, Cody. Come on now. It puts your dogs asleep. It's like, every time dog gets cranky, he just put on them island boys, and dog is like, oh fuck this. Let's go for the sip now though. I got this back in, I think it was May. It was May. Can't remember when it was. It was sometime right before the summer started though. Either April or May, maybe even June. And yeah, like I said, it was like $89, pretty cheap. For especially being shipped here, so I think it probably came out to like $100 with the shipping and shit. Just now open it because I've tried it everywhere else, whenever and stuff. But I was like, I gotta open it for the show. Also, too, it was sealed pretty fucking good, too. I gotta say, for the shipping on that, oh my God, I've never seen better packaging. They even had like the wrapping around the fucking top here and shit like that. By the way, out of 252 bottles, I got bottle number 209. So, Also, too, in the notes, there's like a floral note on there, too, as well. So, God damn, that's fucking good. Very easy to sip on, first of all. Like, as I was saying earlier, as Cody was giving his review and we were just talking about Dejan Love, I was sipping on this thing. I forgot I was even drinking alcohol, to be honest. It comes off so light and in the background that you don't even notice that you. What's the proof on this thing? It's probably, 43% alcohol level. Talking about like 86 proof. Perfect level right there. Citrus notes right off the bat. That butterscotch comes through that you got on the nose. A little bit of light of like vanilla as well too in the back end. More of tropical fruit, getting more of that. Not necessarily like pineapples or anything like that, but yeah. That butterscotch and citrus comes through like crazy, by the way. That's like the first thing you're getting on that shit. Okay, the green apple is starting to come through more now as well. It's kind of what you see on the nose, what you're getting on the taste buds as well, too. And that finish, nice and warm. Nice and warm, medium length, right in the middle, too. Right in the middle. It's not overly, a little bit over medium, not a little bit under, whatever. It's right in the middle because it lingers, but it's not too spicy or hot. It's just warm enough to where, like, you remembered what you just sipped on, and you like, oh, I sipped on something good. Hits every little balance there, a little bit different from usual añejos. I don't remember this that I could think of. I'm trying to think of, especially when we did añejo month. I don't remember too much tropical fruits being on the añejo palette there, realistically. I think we always got the same common shit, realistically. It was like, what, caramel and vanilla, a little bit of oak, that barrel agedness in there. This one's offering me like more tropicalness, though. Floral essence is there as well. Butterscotch, I guess that's probably the most añejo-y thing about it, is the butterscotch. A Spanish wine barrel comes through pretty nicely too. You're definitely getting that, especially if you like into like port and shit like that. Oh man, I love how the pepper too coats the gums and everything. It doesn't coat the whole like palate area, but like it coats like the outer region of it as well too. Really fucking well good right there. I like how that does that. Very simple, very easy. Does everything correctly. Does even better than correctly do, because Cody will tell you añejo month was not his favorite, so
Oh, far from it.
Offering a lot of new things here. Damn. I like it a lot. It's not mind blowing me though. I'm trying to think of an añejo I had this year. It fucking blew my mind. I don't remember what it was now. Okay, like the wild common añejo. I think like that one kept getting better every sip I took on. This is kind of the same way, but I'm not like blown away by it to the point. Well, I couldn't. I would say to the point it would buy. I would buy another one, even though they don't have any more though. But because this is actually really fucking solid. And I'm also loving every sip I take. That spice is kind of like building up a little bit more on the back end. It's not blind-blowingly crazy, though, where I would tell someone they got to rush out and get it. I mean, obviously, you'd have to rush out and get it because they don't sell the fucking thing anymore. But, like, if it was readily available for people, the only thing I could think of that it does something different is that tropical essence of it. I just don't know a lot of añejos that are doing that. So you can think of any, Cody? Not on the top of my head, it's popping
No.
out right real quick.
No. Tropical, no, not really.
Yeah, that pear note is coming through now more in the finish as well. But also too on the palate, I'm getting more of that caramel as well. A little bit more like butterscotch caramel. But it's very like well sweetened, got a little bit of spice to it. So overall, I enjoy it. It's doing a lot of good things here. Nothing really negative except for that cork. Just not a fan of that anymore. Because just longevity of keeping the bottle. The cork is just like, you know, it's just not positive to have. I wonder if I got a cork that could fit in it. I'm just afraid of it breaking in this, because yeah, I can see this shit is like the part, top part here is really fucking thick. So I can see like when you pull these off, like it like pulling apart a little bit. Because with these, you just push your thumbs up like that and it
Pressure
just
that and
comes
it pops
off.
off.
Yeah. So but yeah, so I'll seal this back up like I do with all my AO bottles now. You just wrap a little seal around it and shit. But that's my like, my main problem, and that's only with the design part here. As far as the liquor goes and shit, really solid añejo. Much better than everything Cody had, by the way. much better than a lot of añejos
Because
we've
the
had.
bar was so high.
Oh, it's so high, so
Yes.
fucking high. Yes. Much better than the añejos I probably had that were like our G4s and Cabals and all those and stuff like that. So it's offering something new, doing a lot of good things. Doing things that it's not like mind-blowingly like, oh my God, this is so great that like it's like I probably like the Rosa Reposado more, because that was like one of my top 10 last year. And I like the Agave Vice a little more too. Which I got fucking tricked on Agave Vice with Jose Cuervo and what was the fuck was it? Oh yeah, Costco tequila. Extra añejo. I didn't even know Costco had extra añejo tequila, by the way. That shit was dark as fuck too. I was like, God damn. I was like, yo, I knew Costco had tequila. I thought it was just Blanco. I didn't know they had fucking extra añejos and shit that they were aging and stuff there. Now I know Costco got blood money and all that, but damn. Buddy poured out the agave vice. Well, he didn't pour it out, but he had an empty bottle of agave vice and he poured Jose Cuervo and fucking Costco tequila in it. Tastes very fucking different than agave vice, and it was very noticeable right off the fucking bat. But okay, so but I like those two more than this one.
Yeah, that tracks.
I like these two more, and those got like last drops for me. I think those were the two releases that came out last year. Yeah, this so far I like it better than the 1530. 1530 is solid, but I like this one more because I think it's just a little bit different. I think the 1530 kind of falls more in that añejo realm that we're talking about. This one adds that little bit of that tropical essence on there. So I'm kind of in the same range with Cody. I'm giving this a 3.5.
Okay,
As I
three
take
point fives in a row.
my
I'm
final
with it.
sip there. Well, actually, I still got a little bit more. Let me take one more. It's one of those where I probably couldn't be convinced of the last drop, but I would say I could drink this shit regularly, dude. It's really fucking good. It's satisfying as shit too, as well. That sweet caramel apple comes through as well, really nice. I love everything that it's doing right there. It's just one thing. It's just like, oh, it's not. It doesn't feel special. It doesn't feel like it gives me single barrel vibes. Where, you know, as Cody will fucking tell you after his añejo month, single barrel is they can be, and as I talked about that Elijah Craig 18, they just like, you
You
know,
literally luck of the draw, my friend. Luck of the fucking draw.
honestly, I just wouldn't fuck with them, to be honest.
So.
If you were new getting in the game, I would tell you not to start. Now, I've had the pleasure of not being Cody. I've had some actually wonderful single barrels this year. So, mainly in tequila, my whiskey single barrels have sucked ass, actually. They've actually been horrible. There's been some pretty damn good ones. Now, granted, a lot of them when I was drinking were old. No one like they came out this year or nothing like that. So, because as we could tell from the one I did drink 2 weeks ago, it tastes like ass. So, but this one, it was being Yeho's first añejo. I had to grab that. It was very special. But this one, really fucking good, actually. I want to say tastes like candy, but it actually doesn't. It's not like sweet like that or whatever. This one has like a little bit more of an edge to it with that pepper spice on it. So I'm gonna give it a 3.5. I feel comfortable with that. I don't think I would give this a last drop unless I was like doing a side by side with the 1530 or whatever. But like if I'm giving this a 3.5, I probably most likely, which I haven't reviewed yet, so I'll just go ahead and give a prediction of what I'd give the 15th. I'd probably give that a 3 then.
Right. Sounds about
Yeah.
right.
I'd be shocked if I go 3.5 on that, then it's about the same rating. I'd be like, oh no, there's something. No, because this one's definitely better. As far as my infinity pour here,
That's the real good stuff.
that's actually really good. I'm not gonna lie. I'm kind of shocked by that. That's actually really good.
I've actually not. Watch that shot.
It's really good. I recommend people, if you got an empty bottle, just start pouring shit in it. You know, just do something with it. You know, like, I don't know if you can see the color on that neither.
I can see it.
Yeah, the
That's about,
color.
yeah, I can, yeah. Oh, actually, that's a little dark.
Yeah, it's kind of
But I
dark,
think,
huh?
yeah.
I stuck it in a Lost Lore bottle that I found. It was empty and shit. So I was like, all right, I'm just gonna pour shit. So I was like, I'm gonna start doing more of these because I got like a lot of empty bottles. I was like, might as well just start
Yeah, like in a bunch of infinity bottles.
whatever's dying off. I'm just gonna like pour a bunch of shit in it now. Like, so I've already started another one. I got an empty bottler. I already poured like G4 High Proof and Madeira in it as one. That shit probably tastes good. Actually, it basically what it is, the Special XM.
Yeah, not wrong about
So
that.
yeah, that's exactly what that is. So I probably have some more bottles. I'm gonna finish off and pour those in there, and we'll see. But yeah, I was just like, what a better usage to do than just throwing empty bottles away there. So, all right, let's see what we got here. So September, we back to our regular point of schedule here. Regular,
Regular degular.
regular, degular there. Like I said, October is High Proof Part Two. We're gonna end the show here. People, we're pretty much done. I gotta go talk to my agent. You know, I gotta sign my Clipper contract. You know, and you know,
Yo, you gotta put another video up.
yeah, I gotta put a video of me training,
Primarily.
bouncing a basketball on the
Yeah.
sidewalk of the beach now.
Oh, okay.
Bounce
Progression.
on.
I like that.
Because like the team, they partying and doing shit. They ain't got no business doing. Yeah, you know they.
Yeah, man, they're not dedicated. Ball is not their life, but it's yours.
Ball is my life. Ball is my life.
Yes.
So just watch me on your TV screens, people. You know, call me the next Dejan Love. You know, it's just without the FBI case. So, well, I
Well,
don't know. Maybe who knows?
who knows?
Who knows? Yeah, I'm a black man in America. Who never knows, right? So, so they're like, I ain't do that, sir. I mean, they donated to your boy's cause, whatever. That cause didn't go through, failed completely. But you know, hey.
I did put a disclaimer out there to be fair. Did you?
Yeah.
Did you though?
How was I gonna know the 49ers didn't want a 40-year-old dude that never played football in his life? I mean, like, how would I know that? You know, I can't have a dream. Shit. God damn. Sure. Just eliminate all my kind of hopes and dreams, and I guess, huh? So
I can
yeah.
help if my workout tickets burned the Palisades fire last year. Not my fault. Oh, really? You live in Palisades? What?
Well, hey, I mean, hey, not my fault. I can run better than everybody in Compton, Cody. I mean, like, come on now, I'm fast, dude. Like, you'll see me
The lanes people will go. Probably won't pull
juking.
some shit like that.
You'll see me juking and jiving, Cody. Said, "Don't mean the football." Cody gonna be my cameraman, by the way, too. I'm gonna bring him on. I'm gonna pay him what Michael Blackson pays his driver. I'm gonna pay you $30,000 a week, Cody. We at 30,000 a week. So, just quit your job right now, Cody. You got He's like, I'll think about it. He just signed this piece of paper right here, whatever, and shit. It looked like a blank line paper. Yeah, that's right. It is. So anyway, we're gonna get out of here now. Gonna go enjoy the rest of our Sunday. Just gonna go. Preseason's over now, right? I think it
Maybe
was,
just
right?
about.
Yeah, I think either last week or this
Should
week or
be.
last week. I forgot. Either way, probably gonna go watch a game, I guess, now. So, oh wait, Dodgers wrapped us. Never mind. So gonna go eat then. So with that said, I am your Godfather Whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
We'll be back next week for Whiskey Week. And like we always say, livers will never be the same.
And glasses will never be dry.